Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Last month when I was in England, I met a very interesting man who has a ministry to Muslims. And that seems appropriate to talk about this week because Ramadan began on Sunday evening, June 5th, and continues until July 6th, is considered the most holy month on the Islamic calendar. My guest today is Gordon Hickson. You're going to want to hear about his ministry, which means love in Arabic, because he has found out that if you show Christian love, you win Muslims. And he's having quite a bit of success and also helping Christians and churches to overcome their fear. He says a lot of Christians are paralyzed with fear in terms of reaching out to Muslims, but he has found a key. You're not going to want to miss this interview that was recorded at the Empowered 21 conference. We made it kind of an impromptu studio. There was a little bit of noise going on in the background, but it's just fascinating. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor. And then when we come back, I'll be in London with my guest, Gordon Hickson.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangelical Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there. Or just call that number one more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Well, welcome to you, Gordon, and thank you for being my guest. We're just making an impromptu studio here because I was just so fascinated with your ministry just as we were starting to get acquainted. So tell my listeners a little bit about your very interesting background that spans several different denominations and has to do with Oxford University. Tell us about it, and that will lead up to me asking you about your ministry to Muslims.
Well, very briefly, I used to be the crusade director for Reinhard Bonnke in Africa and Asia and was his international director. Fell in love with Muslims during that time because I was always reaching Muslims in Muslim cities. Then I worked with Brother Yun setting up the Back to Jerusalem movement in this country. And we were working with Muslims, obviously sending Chinese into Muslim nations, straight out of China into the Middle East. And then I came back to England, and I thought I'd find the same thing here. But all I found here was a complete terror and fear of Muslims. And I was quite horrified by the lack of response. I was, at the time, I became an Assemblies of God pastor, and I became their missions director to the Muslim world. And I tried to involve more and more pastors in this and try to get them to relate to Muslims in the town. But even when doors opened, none of the pastors would go through those doors. And I remember after 9/11, I bought hundreds of flowers and sent a message to all the pastors and just said, guys, you've got to get down here. These guys, the Muslims are terrified of being persecuted. Let's just love them as Christians and press a flower into their hand. And I thought I'd have a a whole crowd of pastors and intercessors. Not one single pastor turned up. So it's just me and five intercessors, and we press flowers into their hands. And they just burst into tears. And that just simple act of love just convinced me of the power of love breaking open their hearts. And I remember one young man jumped into my arms, and he just hugged me and said, "Wherever you come from, I don't care, but I'm following you." And it was extraordinary watching that. So I then kept on going with the Assemblies of God. But in about 10 years ago, I had a very strange word from God to leave the Assemblies of God and move to Oxford and become an Anglican vicar. I have to admit, I thought it was a demon, and I tried to rebuke it. But actually, it was God, and he more and more, I actually ignored it for 11 months, but he more and more said, "This is me, you must go to Oxford." So long story short, I ended up being given the job of being the vicar of the City Centre Church in Oxford. And just so happened that the bishop went to my school. He went to Sandhurst Military Academy, which I went to, and Cambridge University. And even though he was a non-charismatic, non-evangelical, he just liked me, and he ordained me on the spot and just said, "Go and do it." So he wasn't a problem at all. But when I got to the church, it's a massive church, about 1,500 on a Sunday. It was the flagship, one of the flagships of the Anglican world. I felt God saying, "I brought you here to start praying for Muslims and to reach Muslims." And so I began a prayer meeting every Tuesday morning. And exactly that time, a young man called Tim Green, whose father was the famous Michael Green, he arrived back from Pakistan, 18 years as a missionary. And the two of us came into fellowship together, and we really made a commitment to pray every Tuesday. And students began to join us, people from all the churches. We had it from the very evangelical churches, from the non-charismatic ones, the anti-charismatic ones, the state church. But we just found complete unity in Oxford, praying for Muslims. And so we formed this community, which we call the Mahabba, which means love in Arabic, Mahabba community. The idea being that the love of God is going to break this wicked fear that's paralyzing the church. And so we began to pray, and prayed every week, every Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock, which was a miracle getting students out of bed at that time. But it just began to change things, and we started training them on a course which we call Friendship First, very simple material. And so we were training so many, I mean hundreds of ordinary Christians to reach Muslims. And for years we did a survey. The only people reaching Muslims in England were the specialists, the specialist agencies. So here we were mobilizing hundreds of just ordinary Christians just to break through the fear barrier, a few simple tools on how to reach a Muslim and bring them into the kingdom. Suddenly we began to see them coming in, one by one. It was as if we broke through in prayer. And the key is really unity in prayer, because I found when I was working with Reinhardt that where there was no unity, it didn't really work. You had to have that unity in prayer, and that was the punching power that broke through in the spirit realm that finally allowed you to, whatever project, to connect to them. So we started all over Oxford seeing Muslims coming to Christ, and we saw some, I mean, significant people coming to Christ as well. One of them was an imam's daughter who, I mean, she is a remarkable evangelist. She was from Turkey. Last year led 120 people to Christ. She's just got a great ability to talk to people. Then an imam from Kampala joined us, and he'd been born again through a vision in Kampala. His father was the mufti of Kampala. And he was persecuted and was chased out of Uganda, and he came and joined us in Oxford. So, long story short, the momentum grew so much that people around the country said, "What are you doing in Oxford?" And Global Connections, which is the network of all the mission organizations, pleaded with us to take this to other cities. So I actually left my job as vicar of that church after 6 years, and I set up Mahabba as a charity. And very quickly, really over the last 3 years, 3.5 years, we've now got 42 cities which have a Mahabba network, where all the local pastors in unity have championed a regular prayer meeting of ordinary Christians, and then they're equipping them with our Friendship First course. So it's been a thrill just watching Muslims coming to Christ and the fear being broken.
Well, this is fascinating, and you're such an easy interview. I mean, I ask you one question, you just take off. Thank you so much. And of course, we only have a few minutes, but if people wanted to find out more about this, how would they get hold of you? And also, are you willing to write for us? Because I would like to get articles and materials that we can put online to mobilize and train people and motivate them to do the same kind of ministry that you're doing.
Yeah, well, to connect with us, you can go on our website, which is Mahabha Network. Now, Mahabha is M-A-H-A-B-B-A. That's M-A-H-A-B-B-A, mahabhanetwork.com. To us, the sort of secret code is Muslims accepting he is Abba, Daddy Father. And so that's the easier way to connect with us. But we find that people around, we've now got a Mahabha in France and Belgium and Norway, started in Australia. So it's beginning to spread out. And we're trying to create a global learning community where people who are going to share with each other what they've discovered in reaching Muslims. Because we believe this is God's time for the Muslim world. And I had a most extraordinary encounter. Maybe I could just share this briefly with you. But we had a revival in Cwmbran, down in Wales, just a couple of years ago. When I was down there at the revival, the fire of God fell on me. And it was extraordinary. For an hour, the fire of God burnt through me. And I was shaken from side to side. And God was saying to me the whole time, why won't you believe me for 30 million Muslims? And I kept on just shaking my head. And it just got stronger and stronger. Why won't you believe me for 30 million Muslims? And eventually I was so tired and the fire burning through me, I just gave up and said, okay. And I shouted out, 30 million, 30 million. And as soon as I shouted that out, the presence of God lifted off me and I knew I had faith. And the surprising thing was I got off the floor and I thought, wow, 30 million is not very many. I wish I'd asked for more. And it was that extraordinary moment of, I have got faith deposited in my spirit that we're about to step into the most remarkable landslide and we're going to see millions of Muslims turning to Christ and finding Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah. So it's already beginning. We've seen so many Muslims coming to Christ. Iranians in there, well, we've got 6,000 or 7,000 in England now. And church I'm working with in Norway, they've baptized over 1,000 migrants. A friend of ours in Stockholm, she's baptized 500 mostly migrants in the last 6 years. There's something very significant happening. Friends in Germany with a fresh migration, they're baptizing all the time. A lot of Syrians are turning to Christ. And you'll probably hear from YWAM, Floyd McClung said they've never found such an openness amongst Arabs, Syrians ever. This is God's time. This is our time. It's a supernatural harvest that's opening up to us. And you either look at the giants and you think of terrorism and ISIS, or you think, wow, let me at them. And I just think this is the most fantastic moment of our lives.
Isn't that exciting? I'm back in the studio now. I just listened to this. It stirred my heart again to just hear about this vision to reach Muslims for Christ. So during this month of Ramadan, where there's different things in the media, or maybe you have some Muslim neighbors, as I do, and you see the cars lined up at their house knowing that they are celebrating Ramadan, this is a time that we can reach out and show love to Muslims. I believe that we can learn from what Gordon Hickson is doing. You can find out more information. I encourage you to get involved and pray. We need to pray that the Lord of the harvest will give us a harvest in the Muslim community. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Strang Report. Tune in again on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.